بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا، نصفه أو انقص منه قليلا، أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك، يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم dear brothers and sisters, and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran. In this program, we'll recite Surah Teen, and Brother Muhammad Reza will mention the tajweed points, which are the long vowels.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. For today's lesson, we will be reviewing the lessons that we have already covered. Alif al-Maddi, Ya'u al-Maddi, and Wa'u al-Maddi. And these meds are called Maddu al-Tab'i. That means there's only two vowel counts. The lengthening of these long vowels is only two counts. And so let's get started.
Okay, now let's listen to Surah Teen recited by Sheikh Sa'd al-Ghamidi.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين. لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون. فما يكذبك بعد بالدين؟ أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين؟
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
والتين والزيتون.
والتين والزيتون.
والتين والزيتون.
والتين والزيتون.
والتين والزيتون.
والتين والزيتون.
Okay, for the first verse of Surah Teen, we will mention the long vowels in this verse. والتين والزيتون. For the first phrase, والتين, we have a ya'ul maddi after the letter ta. There's a ya, and before the ya, there's a kasra on the letter ta, and the ya is also sakin, so this becomes a long vowel, which is matu tabi, and we have to elongate the kasra to two vowel counts, so it becomes a long vowel. Wazaytun, we have one wawul maddi on zaytun. Wawul maddi is a dhamma, which is elongated to two vowel counts. And that's on the word az-zaytun, waz-zaytun.
وَالتِّينِ وَالزَّيْتُونِ وَطُورِ سِينِينَ وَهَذَا الْبَلَدِ الْأَمِينِ.
وَطُورِ سِينِينَ.
وَطُورِ سِينِينَ.
وَطُورِ سِينِينَ.
وَطُورِ سِينِينَ.
For this verse, وَطُورِ سِينِينَ, we have a wawul maddi on the word طُور, and two ya'ul maddis on the word sinin. So for this verse, there's one wawul maddi and two ya'ul maddis. Okay? One is on tur and two is on sinin.
وَهَذَا الْبَلَدِ الْأَمِينَ.
وَهَذَا الْبَلَدِ الْأَمِينَ.
وهذا البلد الأمين. وهذا البلد الأمين.
For this verse, on the word wahada, hada, there's an there's an alif al maddi on the ha. There's like a small alif written on top of the ha and has to be pronounced like an alif al maddi, like a long vowel. هذا البلد الأمين. Then there's no mad on al-balad, and on the last word, balad al-amin, al-amin, there's a ya al-maddi after the meme of al-amin. So altogether, there's only two mads.
Is there any difference between the alif on ha and the other alif?
In terms of pronouncing it, there's no difference. But the way it's written, it's different.
Oh, okay.
لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم.
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 For the fourth verse of Surah At-Teen, لقد خلقنا الإنسان. Even though خلقنا is a alif al-maddi, but since it's connected to al-insan, it's pronounced like a short vowel. So it's not خلقنا الإنسان, it's خلقنا. So we're not going to count that as a alif al-maddi. In the third word, al-insan, there is a alif al-maddi on the sin of al-insan. Again, there's a small alif on top of the sin, so it has to be pronounced like a long vowel. And it's in, since it's an alif al-maddi, we pronounce it like a fatha, but we extend the count to two vowel counts. We lengthen the duration of the short vowel to two vowels, thus making it a long vowel. Fi ahsani taqweem. For the word fi, there's a ya'ul maddi, and since after the ya'ul maddi, there is a word ahsan, has a hamza. The next letter after this ya'ul maddi is a hamza, which is part of another word. Therefore, this kind of mad is called maddul munfasul. It's still an ya'ul maddi, but we have the option to elongate this mad to either two counts, four counts, or five counts. But here we're elongating it only to two counts. So we have to pronounce it like a kasra, which has two vowel counts. And for the word taqweem, taqweem, there is a ya'ul maddi. And after the letter waw, we have a ya and a meem, and it has to be elongated to two vowel counts. And this kind of mad, which is at the end of a verse, and the last letter in this word is a presented sukoon. That means it's a sukoon that's not actually a sukoon. We gave it a sukoon because we're stopping on it. This kind of mad is called maddul aradi, and we can extend the duration of this mad to either two, four, five, or six vowel counts.
Okay, Brother Muhammad Rizal, let's take a break and we'll be right back.
لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله.
Welcome back. You're listening to Let's Recite the Quran. We're reciting Surah At-Teen, verse number 5.
ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين.
ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين.
ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ
ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ
ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ
For the fifth verse of Surah At-Teen, the first Alif al-Maddi that we have is on the word Radadnahu. The noon of Radadnahu has a small Alif and has to be pronounced like a long vowel. Asfala Safilin. We have another Alif al-Maddi on top of Sin. So it's Safilin. It's a Fatha that's duration is extended to two vowel counts. And then Safilin, we have a Ya'ul Maddi on the last part of this word. After the Lam, we have a Ya'ul Maddi.
إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ فَلَهُمْ أَجْرٌ غَيْرُ مَمْنُونٍ
إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ فَلَهُمْ أَجْرٌ غَيْرُ مَمْنُونٍ
إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ فَلَهُمْ أَجْرٌ غَيْرُ مَمْنُونٍ
إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ فَلَهُمْ أَجْرٌ غَيْرُ مَمْنُونٍ
إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ فَلَهُمْ أَجْرٌ خَيْرُ مَمْنُونَ
Okay, for the sixth verse, we have quite a few mads. Alif al-Maddis, Ya'ul Maddis, and also Wawul Maddi. The first mad that we have is a Ya'ul Maddi on the word Al-Ladhina. After the Dhal, there's a Ya and a Noon, and it has to be pronounced like a long vowel. Amanu, we have a Alif al-Maddi. Amanu, again, we have a Waw al-Maddi on the noon. Wa'amilu al-Salihat. Al-Salihat, we have two Alif al-Maddis on this word. Falahum ajurun ghayru mamnoon. And for the word mamnoon, we have one Waw al-Maddi for this word.
فَمَا يُكَذِّبُكَ بَعْدُ بِالدِّينِ
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 For this verse, we have, first of all, an Alif al-Maddi in the first word, فَمَا We have a Ya'ul Maddi on the word Biddin. On the phrase Biddin, there's a Ya'ul Maddi.
Alaysa Allahu bi ahkamil hakimin.
Alaysa Allahu bi ahkamil hakimin.
Alaysa Allahu bi ahkamil hakimin.
أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين
أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين
For the last verse of Surah At-Teen, the first Alif al-Maddi that we have is on the word Allah. أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين And we have two more mads. One is on Ha, we have an Alif al-Maddi on Ha, and a Ya'ul Maddi on Hakimin. And that's it for this surah.
Sadaqallahu al-Aliyyul Azim. Sadaqallahu al-Aliyyul Azim. Thank you, Brother Muhammad Reza, for coming. And thank you, listeners, for staying with us. If you have any comments, questions, ideas, send it to us at coi@irib.ir. Till next time, goodbye.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنة